This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 9 of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem has a few scattered clouds. A lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt is prepared to join a new Mideast defense alliance. The Turkish foreign minister clarified that Iran is not the target. This comes from Ynet, reported 3 hours ago. Also, the IDF and Shin Bet have acknowledged a special mission. They aim to hunt down and kill all terrorists from October 7th. This was reported by Times of Israel 5 hours ago. Also this hour, a shooting in Lakia has caused panic in Karmit. Police arrested 3 suspects. This news comes from Walla less than half an hour ago. Separately, the political echelon has halted strikes in Gaza. Meanwhile, reports suggest Hamas is rearming. Mardiv provided this update 9 hours ago. And finally, Israel considers Switzerland to supervise a Lebanon agreement. This comes from I24 News, also 9 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yaakobi posted minutes ago, questioning how certain events are becoming normalized. Balaz News reported earlier today that a fire broke out at a facility linked to Aramco's Jazan refinery in Saudi Arabia. Firefighters quickly extinguished it. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted that tens of thousands of Israelis vacationing in Greece should be aware. Demonstrations against Israel are expected across Greece today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Egypt's potential role in a new Mideast defense alliance. According to Ynet, this alliance includes Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan. The Turkish foreign minister insists that the alliance does not target Iran. This move could shift regional power dynamics significantly. Turning to the special mission by the IDF and Shin Bet, the Times of Israel has confirmed this mission uses advanced technologies like facial recognition and artificial intelligence. The goal is to track down every terrorist from the October 7th attacks. This operation underscores Israel's commitment to national security. Meanwhile, in Lakia, a shooting caused panic earlier today. Walla reports that during a police operation, a suspect fired shots and fled. Authorities have arrested 3 suspects. This raises concerns about local safety and ongoing violence. Separately, reports from Mariv indicate a political decision to halt strikes in Gaza. Despite this, Hamas seems to be rearming. This raises questions about the effectiveness of recent ceasefire strategies. And finally, Switzerland might supervise a Lebanon agreement, as reported by I24 News. This could introduce a neutral party to oversee sensitive negotiations. The involvement of Switzerland might enhance diplomatic trust between involved parties. Turning to business and markets. First, a significant blow to Meta. Israel Hayom Business reports that the company must pay an additional $567 million for failures in protecting children online. This ruling highlights ongoing concerns about social media safety. Separately, Monday's shareholders have approved $14 million CEO pay packages. KeyTech reports this decision comes despite layoffs and slowing growth. The company's leadership faces scrutiny over compensation practices. And finally, the Israel Tax Authority is targeting tech employee stock options. According to Globes, the government considers incentivizing earlier exercising of stock options. This move aims to boost state revenues by encouraging timely financial actions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.